Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate. I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
It's a somber day on the Oz 9 as the crew put to rest one of their own. Though there is no body, they perch an empty FitTech pod on Joe's wheelie bucket thing, fill it with some of the less toxic flowers from the bioswamp, put on their dress spacesuits with the really shiny helmets, and gather in front of Airlock 17, Joe's personal favorite, which has been polished to a shine for the occasion.
Dearly beloved, we gather here today to wish a fond farewell to one of our crew, a faithful friend who never used his power to intimidate or destroy, but only to protect, whose strength was not only of body, but of mind, soul, and spirit. Dear God, what the hell was that?
It's these dab swabs at the boobs.
Could you not have sneezed all over your faceplate? That's disgusting.
What would you like me to do then, Colin? Put a hank into my nose, inside my helmet.
Wow, there's like colors.
Ew, lead.
I can't even look at you.
Well, there's not I can do about it now, so carry on.
Please, I'm asking for a little respect for our fallen comrade here. Perhaps he could simply ignore the unfortunateness and carry on. Former Captain Jet. Oh! Dear Gordon! Please, turn the other way! Oh, looks like a John Carpenter movie! Oh, and what in the himmelscooch is growing in your sinuses? Oh!
Oh, for crying out loud. I'm inside a bloody spacesuit, and it's not like there's windshield wipers in here, all right? And the view's not so great from this side, just saying.
Ugh. Those things are supposed to be airtight. How the hell did the pollen even get in there?
Probably through all the holes where they sewed the patches on.
I am bored now. Like funerals, when I had nothing to do with causing them.
All right, that's enough. Jesse, oh God, please don't look at me. Keep your face toward the floor. Pretend to be sad or something. That bomb could hit us any time. Let's hurry this up.
Hurry this up? Captain Madeline, I need hardly remind you that a soldier in your army has fallen. A brother, a compatriot. That was good. I really should write that down to include in my novel.
All right. It's not like I knew him.
Dr. Theo, I'm set. Would you hold me?
No. Thank you.
Dang.
May I continue?
Pick it up, mate. I feel another sneeze coming.
Hold it, please. I don't think I can handle it.
What the hell? Did your head explode? Does it matter much? Suits. For once, all your personal flotsam doesn't land on my floor.
Is it bad that I kind of hope Colin throws up in his helmet? I never thought his Chunderdome joke from episode 13 was adequately appreciated, and it would be karma.
Or would that be jetsam?
Jetsam sounds more like barfing.
True. Jetsam. Very onomatopoeia.
That means it sounds like barfing, right?
Yeah, just try not to onomatopoeia on my floors.
Be a captain, they said. It'll be nothing like teaching kindergarten.
You were planning to teach kindergarten?
No, I was banned from interacting with children after the balloon thing. Captaining was my safety job.
Lucky us.
Did you say captaining was your safety job?
Look at the floor, for God's sake, look at the floor!
How unfortunate your superpowers didn't come with a stronger stomach.
They did, actually.
Just gonna throw in my usual reminder about imminent death.
Perhaps we could return our attention to the solemn occasion before us.
It's empty, you know. The pot. There's no one in it.
Yes, I know.
It's just that you seemed really sad. So I wanted to remind you there's no one in there.
It's symbolic.
And empty.
Thank you.
Would you like me to hold you? I'm very good at holding.
And rest in peace, amen. Computer! Are we really going to do this for every generation of fruit flies, Doctor?
They have given their tiny lives to further the cause of science! And they were my friends!
Well, yes. But they die every 45 days.
Not in my labs, they don't. But we are not even here for an entire generation. We are here to commemorate one very special fruit fly. Farewell, Darren. May your tiny wings bring you safely to your reward. Rest in the bosoms of a giant, juicy cantaloupe or something. Doesn't matter. Any fruit will do.
Cantaloupes have...
Stop. Wait. We are here for... a bug.
Oh, because otherwise you are so very busy, eh?
Perhaps to distract us from our grief, you could tell us how the 778 will disable the bomb.
Yes, I've been curious about that as well.
Honestly, it isn't terribly complicated. 5 minutes went an Allen wrench and we are tickety-boo, as you Americans say.
Do we say that, though?
I do. But then I also say higgledy-piggledy.
What exactly does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I forgot what we were talking about.
Then perhaps you could stop talking until you catch up?
Okay.
How do you disable an apocalypse device, Doctor?
Well, Doctor, there is a so tiny indentation on the back of the device. You must unscrew the cover plate, pull out the wires, cut the green one, cut the red one, cut the yellow one. No, wait. Don't cut any of those.
Oh, God.
Cut the black? No. They'll figure it out. I don't know.
The 778 will know which wire to cut. Correct?
Almost certainly.
Almost?
Surprisingly, this is not the tricky part.
There's a trickier part?
You know, for someone who is officiating such a solemn occasion, your voice is at a very high pitch right now.
Perhaps you could just walk us through the tricky bit.
Let me venture a guess. This whole indentation, the cover plate, the wires, they're on the same side of the device as the magnets. So, stuck to the ship.
Indeed. Rather difficult to access for the removal and the cutting on that. I'm now thinking we could have thought that through a bit better. Oh, those boys back at the lab! Always in the rush!
I need to sit down.
Are you sure? Maybe you already are.
What?
You can't see yourself, right? Well, except for some eyelashes. So maybe you're already sitting down.
I'm no longer surprised you can't figure out how to operate a shirt. They must seem impenetrably complicated to you.
Bomb.
What, now?
No, just a reminder. Actually, yes.
Merde. Pick up Earth! It is time for us to fly.
I'm not going anywhere with you.
I think he was talking to me.
Which one of you is faster?
Really?
48 minutes on the clock. Olivia?
Yeah, I was wondering when someone might bellow my name. I'm sorry, I just opened a door and I'm exhausted. What can I do for you?
The bomb just hit the ship!
You! Did you save us all by isolating the explosion in your helmet?
You know what this reminds me of? Trying to look through my ship's windshield after following the Oz 9 for 5 minutes.
Time to move, people. Olivia, do what you can to lock onto its location. As soon as you do, get Emily and,
Howard!
Right, Howard, to meet us there. Dr. von Habersetzer, you and I will run to the lab to get the tools you prepared so we're ready to react as soon as Olivia has a location. Got it?
So have you, von Habersetzer, and Howard all in the same place? At once?
Is this a problem, Liebchen?
Not for me, no.
It might be a bit crowded, that's true.
Probably less crowded than some people think.
Go stop the bomb!
Olivia's smart, but she's never going to find it in time.
Got it!
Okay, maybe I am too cynical.
Oh, bad news. It's a long way away. Even if I take you the direct route, it'll take an hour to get there.
Uncle Eeyore was right.
Everyone, shut up. Where are Emily and Howard?
I saw them in the bioswamp not long ago.
Any chance they might still be there?
Well, they were in the early stages of an argument, so... yes.
Okay. Greg, get to the bioswamp, grab them, and gallop like hell. Lee, go with him in case he needs relief. Albatross, take Joe, run. Colin, von Habersetzer is yours. Fly like the wind. Olivia, can you guide them all?
Please.
Do you think that'll work? Oh, God, I'm going to have to clean up my own mess. Watch those hands, my boy. I'm very ticklish. Oh, stop it.
Heroic running.
Ooh. Heroic rippling! Follow the doors!
About some lunch.
Yeah.
Never mind. I am no longer hungry. Oh, except for perhaps escargot.
Ugh, you know you can take that helmet off now, right? Airlock is closed, no more swamp xanthemums.
You're still wearing yours.
It smells better than my uniform.
Spacesuits are surprisingly comfortable.
In my novel, I have a narrator to direct attention to the action in times like these. It's a very useful narrative device, I find.
Ugh. That is not interesting. What is it that I'm feeling? Besides bored.
Unheroic. Or perhaps unvillainous. Unimportant. A bit useless, even.
Yeah, right? Like, I did a bunch of shouting. Now what?
Stand around and wait to be blown to smithereens?
This does not sound like a hootenanny, as you Americans say.
Do we, though?
I guess I could go study something.
Sure. I should probably get to the bridge and oversee something.
Or, Doc von Hefferweisen has been fermenting swamp weeds to make bathtub hooch. Shall we see if we can find his stash and get started?
Get blasted before we,
Get blasted? Okay, but I feel it is incumbent upon me to warn you I can get a little, frisky when I tipple.
Stepping on board the Oz-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for
listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to FanRollDice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Mm.
The future of the crew is in doubt, and no one's more than Dr. Theo's. So let's leave them there and see what's happening Earthside. It's evening in French Lick, and the sun has just disappeared behind the western hills. Donna, Mrs. Sheffield, Julie, and Ben are lying out of sight in a sand trap on the 16th hole.
Well, this has got to be the worst beach vacation ever.
Yeah.
I checked on Gertie a bit ago. She's looking good. Much stronger. I think she's gonna make it.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad, I guess.
Those shredded pods should come all the way off. But I'm gonna hope that'll happen without me.
Yes, eventually, we really ought to determine our next steps.
Not just no, okay?
Oh, yes, yeah, of course, not just now.
There you all are.
Udo?
You.
Blessed Fortuna, I have been seeking you everywhere. I thought the plants had devoured you all.
Udo!
Are those tears? Who has brought my lady sorrow?
You did, you oversized Oscar. Hang on. You've got one foot and one hoof. Are you like a starfish or something?
Perhaps I should introduce you to my brother Neptune. I don't think you know what a starfish is.
We thought you were dead. I found a hoof.
Were there three more? And were you perhaps under a horse?
Oh, now, Pluto. Normally I'd agree with you. But Ben is astonishingly right.
Oh, come on.
Yes, it was golden and dripping blood, and yes, it came out of the mouth of one of those devilish ferns, so...
And you thought it was mine?
Well, yeah, of course.
Why would you assume it belonged to me? I'm a god. How absurd!
Because it was a golden hoof. Am I crazy? Are there lots of people with those?
Oh, who cares whose it is? Or was. It wasn't yours.
You wept for me. You weep for me now.
Oh, don't get too excited. Ben blubbed like a baby.
I didn't.
Oh, please. A jigsaw puzzle and an earthquake could hold it together better. Isn't it? My hearts are healed. Team is at full strength, and we live to fight another day. Huzzahs!
All right, let's regroup. Ben, did you finish the count?
Well, no. I quit after the hoof. That was a real golden hoof, dripping real blood. It was still warm.
And?
Is no one else concerned about this?
Oh, Benjamin, you must learn to let things go when it's time.
It happened half an hour ago.
So we still need to count the plants.
Does it need to be exact?
Well, no, but the closer, the better.
16 rows, about 25 plants per row. That's what, carry the three? God, new math.
400 plants.
Plus, Gertie makes it 401.
Oh, no, Heather.
Seriously?
Well, I gotta get me a pair of those shoes. I didn't hear a thing.
Don't you dare. I won't have my favorite footwear sullied by a Minnesotan snowflake who doesn't know the difference between a high-glass cream-polished saddle soap with a boar bristle brush and cleaning her galoshes by spitting on a damn hanky. Got me all fired up.
How did you find us?
Little lady, if I gave you a list of all the ways I am more clever than the fuster cluck of you all put together, we'd be here till Tuesday. I don't have that kind of time.
It is Tuesday.
Funny thing about Tuesdays, Pluto. The universe just keeps making more.
You must need us, or you wouldn't have come to get us. So, what's happening?
The resort is in a ruckus. Guests caught wind that their host wasn't at his usual dinner table because he was on somebody else's. We managed to calm everybody down, let them know the bear was back, but had been removed and everything was fine.
They bought that story?
Well, when there's free champagne on offer, you'd be surprised what folks are willing to accept. Here's the thing, though. With Tiberius gone, I'm shut out.
Wait. Shut out. So, from this, are we to deduce and understand that you're no longer privy to the quintessential machinations behind the scenery?
Whoa, shut off the word hose, Princess Margaret Thatcher. Shut out. I will be no longer able to feed you information.
Oh, when did you ever feed us information, as opposed to trying to feed us to the plants?
Okay, Donna, all right. Enough bickering, Not having you around as a resource is a bit like not having a refrigerator to haul with us,
I'll bait.
Yes, I'll miss the occasional well-chilled margarita, but I'm glad to be free of the weight,
There is a way in, though.
You mean like Dars and that?
Huh? No. I mean, Tiberius said something about needing to hire a cleaning lady, right?
Because they keep getting eaten, yeah.
And Mrs. Sheffield there is a master of disguises, right?
Oh, yes, I am. That's very true. Yes. Do you know, on a lark, I once dressed up as the Mona Lisa for a trip to the Louvre. Yes, I just happened to be standing still for a moment, deep in contemplation, and, well, someone tried to steal me. I wasn't even trying. I was in the queue for the Louvre, for goodness sake. Those were the days, right?
I have to say, I was completely taken in when you and Glinda dressed up as guests of the resort.
Got a free drink in the cafe. You know how much they cost?
Hello?
Yes, dear.
Seriously?
Costumes are a strange human tradition, but I do enjoy Halloween candy. But why is it called candy corn? It looks nothing like corn.
I give up.
I think my husband is suggesting Mrs. Sheffield try to get hired as a cleaning lady, so we still have someone on the inside.
Yes! Ha ha! Thank you!
Oh, that might work!
Good heavens, of course it'll work! That's not the question, is it? The question is, do I go the jolly old charwoman route, or take a more dignified Angela Lansbury sort of angle.
What difference does it make?
Oh, it makes a great deal of difference, Benjamin. Yes, depending on who's doing the hiring, I must discern which approach is more likely to garner their trust, you see? Which version can more comfortably slip into the background, ignored, barely detected, to monitor important conversations? Which cleaning lady isn't trusted to empty the waste paper baskets alone, and which can trot in a Xerox machine, a camera crew, an entourage without question? Also, which wig have I brought with me is pressing.
We'll let you figure that one out. Suthers, do you have enough clout left over to get her an interview at least?
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Well, I reckon my years of loyalty will get me that far. I miss my office. I literally had one of those levers I could pull to drop someone to the next floor. Did you know that?
As a matter of fact, I did. You really ought to put a label on things. When Glenda and I were in G2HQ together, she kept accidentally pulling that lever every time we were in there.
So, we're going with my plan?
Oh, was that yours? I thought it was mine. It was mine, surely.
It was Ben's, and a good one. Suthers, right. Get her in. Say she was a cleaner at G2.
Yes, I believe I was, briefly. Not that you have any trouble lying, but, you know, you can test out not and see how it feels.
Once she's in, can you tell her the best places to listen in or hunt for information?
I reckon.
This is your point of no return, you know. Once you start actively helping us, you can't go back.
Perhaps we should think this over. I also enjoy a cool beverage, but being burdened with a frigid air could be counter to our desires.
Gosh, you say that so pretty. Desires.
Since this is not a visual medium, let me explain what I'm seeing. The golf course is mostly in the dark, with only distant safety lights and the stars to see by. But now, a bright spotlight shines down on Pluto and Donna, who hover, trembling, on the edge of an embrace. Julie, Ben, and Mrs. Sheffield disappear into the shadows, forgotten for the moment. The world holds its breath. A single remaining tear of joy lingers on Donna's lashes before a blink sends it cascading down her cheek. Pluto catches it with a wave of his thumb. They move closer together, and Pluto bends from his great height to whisper in her ear,
"You haven't given me back my key yet."
"I think I'll hold on to it for a while."
You've been listening to Tim Sherburn as Colin, Bonnie Brantley as Jesse and Donna, Richard Cowan as Leet, Shannon Perry as Madeline and Olivia, Eric Perry as Dr. Von Habesetzer, Joe, and Mr. Suthers, June Clark Eubanks as the Albatross, David S. Deer as Dr. Theo Brome, Aaron Clark as Le Bichon Frise and Ben, Kevin Hall as Greg, Erie Alexander as Julie, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, Lee Shackelford as Pluto, and me, Richard Nadalny, as your narrator. Our music is composed and performed by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. This episode was directed by June Clark Eubanks. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. Until next time, Space Monkeys, narrator out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Jonathan Pezza, the creator of the Curious Matter anthology. And I'm betting you've probably never heard anything like our show.
Scratch another one.
How many are still on our six?
You want me to stop shooting and count? I'm out. Reload.
This is the last case!
adapt stories from authors like Philip K. Dick, Andre Norton, and Robert Bloch into binaural audio movies that transport you to new worlds.
Hey, get them out of here!
That's it! You're banned for life! Between you Braxians and lasers, seriously!
Told you downtown was a bad idea.
In our brand new season, we explore farther into the what-ifs.
You think, in these instances, that somehow simply by believing things are different, they changed.
Doubt.
I don't follow.
I doubt something and, they don't change per se. They cease to ever have been.
We delve deeper into the realms of horror and science fiction.
Nerves of steel, boys.
James, sir. Please. There's no need for this.
I do not believe that whatever that is can understand you.
Robert, I know you are in there somewhere. If you are, we are...
I made it through the barrier!
It's got a hold of me!
It's dragging him out!
Damn! Beast!
If I could just get to my knife!
Well, that's new.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts, so sit back, grab your popcorn, and listen to the Curious Matter Anthology today.